The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. From the Department of Religious Studies, Professor Jim Tubbs.
Guten Tag.
How you doing?
All right.
I don't even know why that was funny, but it was.
It really was.
Oh, yeah, the German movies. Now I get it. Yes. That, of course, being the voice of Department of Philosophy Professor Beth Oljar.
The Gates.
The trilling tones.
Indeed.
We're continuing with the German.
I know. Let's just keep it going. Let's see what Professor Dave Chow can come
up with. My heels under the table, okay? That's all that
I'm doing.
There's
no place like home.
It's just a pleasure to be here.
Toto,
let's click my heels.
It is
we're
a pleasure
not in
to
Kansas
have you here
anymore.
Also, Dave. Way across the table from me, framed beautifully in the top of this brown paper bag, from my perspective, is Professor Dan Maggio.
That's not a brown paper bag.
Willkommen?
What's that?
Willkommen?
There you
oh,
go.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Pretty good.
That's
pretty
the
good.
Only, well, I can remember some other words, but.
That's a family
somebody
show.
Somebody can do
it's
Mary.
Michael's
show.
Probably got his hand on the red
zip
button.
Zip it.
Our professor of cybersecurity is here, Professor Jeff Inglesby.
Ich habe kein Geld.
You're so not,
oh, me neither.
I have no money.
I have no money.
Wow, that's that. It's how did you get inside my head like that? Unbelievable.
So well practiced.
Yeah. To Jeff's left is Professor Kendra Evans from Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Ni hao.
Wait a minute. I think
ni hao.
Ni hao,
Kala. Oh, my. I think I understood that, I think.
And last but most certainly not least, from the Department of Communication Studies, Professor Jason Roach.
I have enabled my browser for cookies.
And he is now engaging.
Real Oreo.
He's engaging the cookies. Engaging.
And it's searching furiously for them.
This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything, even cookies. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp or blogs.udmercy.edu/atp. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166. You can send the questions USPS to College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. Okie dokie. We've got some questions from Mr. Frank Burrows. Frank has sent us a lot of questions lately, and so we're happy to have them. Professors, seeing as how it's coming up towards the end of the year, I figured I'd end the year off by sending some questions on famous lasts. I sincerely hope that 2011 was a good year for the panel and wish the upcoming year to be just as wonderful. Thanks so much for including my mishmash of questions on your fine show over the last few months. I'm honored. Below are 25 questions, and a score of 75% will be passing. Sincerely and warmest wishes as always, Frank Burrows. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Aww. Happy New Year.
What a nice
good
guy.
Hug.
The cockles of my heart have been warmed.
Thank you for
number
sharing.
Number one.
That was an overshare.
Are they snapping?
Apparently, the very last passenger pigeon had a name. What was it?
Spike.
Not Spike.
Laverne.
Not Laverne.
Did they know it was the last one?
Same name as Mary's sister in the Bible?
Miriam.
Martha.
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 Martha was the name of the very last passenger pigeon. Who keeps track of this stuff? Who names the pigeons?
I have no idea.
Do they choose their own names?
She might have been named after the Beatles song.
It's possible. It is possible. Yeah, because the one right before that was Eleanor Rigby Pigeon Foot or something like that. Just made that up. What famous athlete played his last game, May 30th, 1935?
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth. Right in the middle of the season. How odd. Just gave up. He called the shot by pointing to his car. He's like, I'm out of here.
I'm gone.
In what year did the very last tobacco ad air on TV?
1971.
Yeah. Right on.
Wow.
Professor of Communication Studies.
Wow. Wow.
What brand cigarette?
Marlboro.
Strike. Lucky Strike.
No.
Kent.
Parliament.
No.
Winston.
We're advertising all these brands by saying
Virginia
it.
Slims.
Virginia
oh.
Slims.
And it was on during a very popular, at the time, TV show.
What, Mary Tyler Moore?
Bonanza.
Dora the Explorer.
MASH.
MASH was
Explorer.
A very popular late night TV show.
Oh, Johnny Carson.
I love how you guys say Johnny Carson before you say the Tonight Show.
Well, he had a whole jar.
He
didn't have a jar of cigarettes
on
his
he was the Tonight Show.
No, he had a box, didn't he?
Who had the glass? Oh, that was Jerry Lewis in the telephone.
You know, all
remember Jerry Lewis telephones? Yeah. Used to have on the podium, he used to have a glass with cigarettes in it. He'd just pull a cigarette off.
Well, yeah. He was a chain smoker.
Yeah, he was.
John Stewart is now taken problems. Over from Johnny Carson. I mean, he has so many of the same sort of mannerisms and shtick that
it's
Carson
true.
Used to do.
Karnak or anything like that.
No.
The last Ivy League school founded was which one was it and in what year?
Columbia.
Not Columbia.
UPenn.
Cornell.
Not Penn. Cornell. What was the year?
Go through all of them.
1875.
No.
1865. I'm going to say close enough. And to think about that being the last Ivy League, it's kind of weird, right? Yeah. It's about the time of the great land-grant institutions.
In Ithaca, cropping New York. Up.
When Mr. Potato Head was last sold with a pipe as part of the toy in the United States, who was Surgeon General?
Don't I think it was Sierra Coop?
Yeah, it was Coop because he was the one who told them to stop doing it. No more pipe for Mr. Potato Head.
I don't even know.
He wanted to
Surgeon General.
Yeah,
and
he's
oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Forgot
so it was
about
a
that.
Great thing that he did.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What was the last year the U.S. minimum wage was under $3 an hour?
1977.
At my school last year.
So close. So
the Republicans 79. Have that way, we'll be there again, 79. Right? And children will be janitors in elementary schools President Newt.
President Newt. What are we going to say about that? I don't know.
Yeah, seriously. Let's ask one of his mistresses.
Literally, we're supposed to go back before the Industrial Revolution. I mean, that seems to be
seriously,
the goal.
He's got
no unions, no child labor laws. It's all good.
So it's just a joke. Don't take me.
I'm zipping it.
What was the last major movie studio that converted to sound?
MGM?
RKO.
It was MGM, yeah. What do you think about the year, Beth?
That converted 31? To sound?
29. The movie was Greta Garbo's The Kiss.
Mm.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, she quit once soundies came along.
Did she have like an odd voice or something?
Yeah, was she froggy?
Oh, yeah, well, I suppose that makes sense, yeah.
Her sound like Ernest Borgnine.
I want to be left alone.
Yeah. What was Bud Abbott's last meat movie with Lou Costello? And in what year?
Frankenstein.
Not Frankenstein. Wolf that was the first one.
Oh.
Dracula?
Not Dracula.
Was it a monster movie?
It was a monster movie. Mm-hmm.
A zombie?
Dracula, Frankenstein, Wolfman.
Meet the In-Laws?
real scary.
Creature from the Black Lagoon?
No.
Abominable Snowman?
Mummy. It was the Mummy. It was the mummy. What year do you think, Jeff?
Quick enough. Late 30s?
No.
Oh, really?
They were very popular post-World War II.
Oh. 46.
49.
No.
56.
55.
Ooh, they were still doing it. It could have been John Foster Dulles then.
I'm guessing it was a little played by then, but that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. What was the last year the U.S. mail was processed without zip codes?
61.
Wow, you guys kind of freak me out sometimes. 63. It's good enough for government work, you know?
Jim freaks us out a lot, actually.
Oh, okay.
Especially around the holidays.
We'll take it. What year were the zip plus four digits added? What you always
that was very 87. Recent.
87.
No, it was actually earlier than that.
Oh, 84. Really?
Oh.
Earlier than that.
79?
I thought it was in 80.
1980, the zip plus four.
Wow. Does anybody use zip plus four?
Well, no way.
We do at every show.
We do.
Oh, I never use it.
I do, but only for the UDM address. I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it still doesn't help get it to the right place.
Just for textbook requests, that's the only
thing. The only way I find out what mine is to go look at the mail I've received. Because they usually add it on there.
Yeah, that is
true.
Pretty much.
That is true. What is the Zip Plus 4 supposed to do? Like help, get it to your house faster?
Help or? Pinpoint the location.
Yeah, pinpoint within the park zip code.
Within
the district it's in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird.
It seemed extreme to me.
Yes. What president drove in the last ceremonial railroad spike for the Alaskan Railroad?
So was it the 50s then?
Teddy Roosevelt.
No, it wasn't T.R.
Woodrow Wilson?
No, it wasn't Wilson.
Was it Franklin Roosevelt, was it?
No, but we're getting closer.
Hoover.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Sorry. I'm bad
Truman?
About the... It wasn't easy going for...
Rough Rider. Is it Rough Rider you're talking about?
No.
It wasn't easy going.
Easy going?
Harding.
It was
Harding.
Harding. It was Warren
Harding. Ooh, that was bad.
Yeah. I
we know. Get credit for that one?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I put a happy face.
I think if it takes us more than 30 seconds and 20 clues, we don't deserve credit.
No.
Phone a friend. Phone a friend.
Exactly. All right. Oh, this is odd, but I suppose it is a question. What college had the last all-Caucasian team to win a national championship? I'm assuming they're referring to football, college football.
Oh. If it's basketball, it would have been Kentucky, right?
Yeah, something like that. That rings a bell. Mm-hmm. And what year, of course? I guess I'll give you the year to try to orient you, but it was 69. So, you know, in the...
Alabama.
The Civil Rights era. No.
Wasn't it
a Southern team, I imagine?
Alabama.
It was Southern team, for sure.
Georgia?
Nope.
LSU.
What if I do this?
Texas, Longhorns.
Texas, the Longhorns.
We would ask you what you're doing.
Oh, you're serving.
You're imitating Ronnie James Dio with the metal horns?
Oh, yeah, for those in radio
land. Oh, that's this.
Okay. What television show's last episode, titled Ophelia's Career, aired April 8th, 1966?
Ophelia.
Can't be MASH.
Not MASH. No. It's not MASH.
Who's got a character named Ophelia?
The Munsters.
What was the date on
so
that?
So close.
Adams Family.
It was the Adams Family.
Oh, that's wow. Right. There's Kevin Jones.
Yeah, Ophelia, right?
April what?
April 8th, 1966.
Okay, I was three family. Days old, so I can't be expected.
You're just
to know.
Telling us how young you are, bragging.
Incredible.
I so don't care about that stuff.
What Canadian city, so we'll go to our Canadian ringer here.
Oh, great,
here,
lovely.
Ceased its Vancouver. Operation of trolley cars, but it was 1993.
Toronto?
Oh, Toronto,
yeah. It was Toronto. Mm-hmm.
Toronto isn't Ontario. That the little trolley cars?
I was just guessing.
I You're rode Canadian. On a trolley car the last time I was in Toronto.
Yeah.
How did they cease it?
Maybe they brought it back.
No. Yeah. Those could be the buses, though.
No.
Bus trolleys. They still ran on the tracks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know that.
At least the trains ran on time.
Oh. Okay.
What was the last year the U.S. flag had 13 stars, and which states were added?
Ooh. Well,
we should get double credit for that because that's two questions.
So we're talking about the
I'm only sold this for half.
Probably 1801.
Actually, it was earlier than that, but only a little bit.
1795. 95.
Oh, okay. Right after the Constitution.
And which two were the next two
which
added?
Two
is that
were
what
the next
asking?
Added? Mm-hmm.
West Virginia.
Nope.
No, that wasn't until
Tennessee,
the Civil War.
Kentucky,
right Louisiana. After the 13 colonies, what two states joined the Union?
Not Louisiana.
Ohio?
Nope.
No.
Is it going westward then?
South?
One Kentucky? Of them is built out of a couple of northern states. I mean, Massachusetts certainly took up a lot of the area known as New England. So it wasn't Maine.
New Hampshire. Vermont.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. And the other was, I believe, Professor Evans, to give you for the win here, you said this was your home state
Kentucky.
At the beginning of the show.
Kentucky
is correct. Kentucky and Vermont.
Wow.
That's
okay.
Right. Let's see. What famous...
Easy we'll for you to again. Say.
Yeah, exactly. What famous director's last film was entitled Filming Othello? Seems a little meta, but sure, whatever.
Orson Welles?
Orson Welles, yes. It was a documentary shot in what year?
When did he die?
When he died?
Sometime in the late early 40s?
No, when did he die?
Yeah, late 80s.
His last film.
Oh,
70s
or... I have 78 here is what it says.
He was producing films up to 78?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's producing films and eating sandwiches.
Yes. And selling Gallo wine.
That's not all he was eating.
Box wine.
For some reason, I just had the wrong
He was eating anything that didn't move.
It wasn't nailed.
When did he die?
In the early...
Right then?
78.
Oh, I'm going to look at Professor Oldjar for this one. Everybody will see why in a moment. What was the last year of operation for Air Oregon Airlines?
1991.
Looking quite blank.
And you do it so well.
It says here they were purchased.
It's not even something Canadian.
Purchased by.
In this year they were purchased by Horizon, which is also another airline that doesn't exist anymore.
1999?
No, 80s I'm thinking.
82.
Spot on.
Thank you.
Spot on.
You're welcome, Beth, buddy.
Send her a bill.
Okay.
Absolutely incredible.
I had friends who used to work for Horizon, so...
Oh, so there you go.
If you hadn't given me that clue, I wouldn't have had any
Air
idea.
Oregon. I wonder when Air
Who
Michigan
knew?
Shut down.
Because I used to fly from Seattle to Portland on Horizon.
There you go.
Pretty frequently. You could do it for like less than $100.
It's powered by ducks.
Let's see.
I know.
What year and how the last execution in the Tower of London? What year and how?
Beheading, most likely.
It was not a beheading.
Oh, drawing and quartering?
It was not.
Hanging.
It was not a hanging.
Lethal injection.
It was not lethal not injection.
British food.
British food.
Yeah.
Oh. The
it was none of those things. I still haven't heard it.
Gunshot.
Yeah, there was a firing squad to for this head. One. Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. Yeah, that was the only thing left.
Was it for Guy Fawkes?
I'm going to take aim at taking a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback, 1968.
I'm the man with all of the questions and most of the answers, Bill Raby. On my right is history professor Frederick H. Hayes.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Fred. Normally on my left is Russell McLaughlin, but he's in Spain looking after some stock that the University of Detroit owns. And this leaves our guest middleman, Lawrence Kanjar, who is dean of the College of Engineering.
All alone.
No, what you're doing is replacing three people. The questions you had on the program are submitted by listeners. If you stump the experts, you will receive a subscription to a national magazine, the Atlantic Harpers of America. We have some amplification here. First of all, from Hanaban, Louisiana, Mrs. Elizabeth R. Beale. I heard a program last Saturday morning on WWL Radio that I understand was taped by the University of Detroit. You understand correctly. The question asked was, who named the flag Old Glory? Well, I know that William Driver called the flag Old Glory. William Driver was the master of the brig Charles Daggett. He raised the flag on his ship August the 10th, 1831, saying, I name thee Old Glory. Have you heard that story before, friend?
No, I haven't.
Well, it must be true. If
the interesting question now is, how does everybody else find out? How does something like this come into general usage?
All the members of his crew blabbed as soon as they hit ashore, you know.
Yes, you're what the old man did. What a dumb thing.
Good PR man on the ship.
Yeah.
I can think of about 10 billion better ways to segue into a question about executions in the Tower of London. We determined that it was firing squad. It specifically states 8-person firing squad. I don't know if that makes a difference. All it takes is one.
Was it Guy Fawkes?
But it was not. What year was it? I can tell you it was August 14th.
I would say 1944.
1941.
41.
Wow. Joseph Jacobs, a German spy.
The Brits only used firing squad for military executions.
There you go.
This guy was complicated for other things.
Pretty interesting. Huh?
And cheap.
So we got to take, you know, we got to get rid of this guy. We have a place where we do things like that. Who is the last surviving signer of the Declaration of Independence? How long did he live?
Wow.
Was the name and the date?
Well, I'll tell you that the date was 1832, but you're going to need to tell me how old he was and what his name was.
Like Button Gwinnett or one of those weird obscure guys or something?
I think it's a little obscure, but it's not Button.
Well, Adams and Jefferson were dead by then.
1824, wasn't it?
They who was a young pup when they signed this?
Hamilton
thing?
Died way before that.
Yeah. Fire killed squad. In a duel, I mean, so to speak.
British food.
British food.
Is it some, non-famous I'm thinking it's some non-famous person.
I believe so, too. First name, same as the first name of our previous Clay Dean.
Charles.
And last name sounds like a woman's name that is often used to describe a Christmas song.
Carol?
Charles Carroll passed away in 1832, 95 years old.
Wow.
So he lived. Yes, pretty interesting.
That's pretty remarkable for back then.
Who's the last Kaiser in Germany?
Wilhelm II.
Wilhelm II. What year did he abdicate?
Was it right before World War I, wasn't it?
No, during the end of the World War.
It's like 1918,
spot on. Professor Tubbs, you are en fuego. That's all I've got to say.
En fuego.
Where was the Beatles' last concert together?
On top of Apple Records.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the proper response, but that's not what's here. I believe this
Oh, they probably mean a stadium.
Less venue concert.
Oh,
Candlestick Park, wasn't it?
Candlestick Park, San Fran, August 29th.
1966.
Spot on, Professor Oljar. Yay. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
She was only three years old.
She was only three at the time, but she remembers it distinctly like it was yesterday.
I wasn't even a year old.
Folks, send us your questions about the Beatles and about Air Oregon, and Beth will take them. Bend them over her knee and send them back home.
Whoa.
What was the last state to put photographs on their driver's licenses? That's kind of an odd question, huh?
I thought everyone.
Hawaii.
New York.
New York is what it says here.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, we don't need it. So what good are they, though?
It just said you're 5'11 with brown hair and hazel eyes.
It was really, really good for borrowing somebody's ID if you look at it.
Yeah, no kidding.
With no picture.
How awesome would that be?
No picture for Jim Tubbs in North Carolina. Interesting.
Really?
Very interesting. What was the year that the last wooden tennis racket was used at Wimbledon?
No, back in the 60s 80s?
Or something like that?
No.
It was way, they were using wooden.
It was 76. Pretty recent. It was pretty recent.
Really?
Oh, wow. Oh. 98.
I'm thinking Borg or McEnroe.
A little bit further back. I'll give you one more shot, Dan.
82? 87.
And who used it?
Didn't say. Hmm. Didn't say.
They burned it afterwards. 87?
Yeah, they like, yeah, set it on fire or something. Pretty weird, huh? According to Revelation 6, verses 2 through 8, who was the last horseman of the apocalypse?
Death. I can't believe
So who's the first?
That.
So we'll have some warning.
Well, yeah, plague, pestilence,
famine,
and death. Yeah, that's pretty
why
bad.
Why do I know that? Combo.
Yeah, why do you know that?
Because it's cool. You vision them, and it's like a band. Because
it's evil.
Are you scared?
A little known fact, the horseman of death was the first CEO of Air Oregon.
I thought he was the ex-vice president of the U.S.
Yeah, that's right. Former vice president, yeah.
Who was the last Apollo astronaut who set foot on the moon? What year?
72.
You're freaking me out. I give up. You're in charge now. Yeah, it was 1972. You know, who was it?
That's wasn't Jim Lovell, right?
It was not. Was not
Eugene
Jim Lovell.
Cernan?
Eugene Cernan. Now you're freaking me out just a little bit, Professor Chow. Were you like friends with this guy?
We didn't go to the moon very often.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, there's only a handful of guys there.
Once we beat the Russians, we kind of gave up interest.
In a way.
When we figured out they had no interest in going to the moon, then it became less appetizing.
It's a one-horse race.
What if they find oil up there?
Oh, it belongs to us because America owns
diamonds.
The moon.
Everybody knows America owns the moon. And it anxiously awaits our astro men.
First of all, America does not own the moon.
I'm so proud of you for remembering that. It's absolutely hilarious. The only thing that even comes close is the kids in the grade school on The Simpsons falling asleep to a film strip. Why America Must Destroy the Sun. I just since the dawn of time, man has longed to destroy the sun.
It's like, sure, we can only reach it.
You know, there's a scene in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the film, where they're trying to figure out what their theme should be for their senior prom, and so they decide, well, it should be something environmental related. This is like early 90s, right? So one of the girls suggests the ozone layer, and one of the other girls goes, oh yeah, we got to get rid of that.
I love it. All right, one more last question from Frank Burrows. It's a good one, too. Local flair. What model Oldsmobile was the last one that rolled off the line in Lansing, Michigan, 2004?
Was it Alero?
Alero. Very nice job.
I'd read one, too.
Very nice job.
Yeah, they were nice.
Kendra, every time you've chimed in, you've been right on.
Chime in more often.
Very nice. Very nice.
She actually cares about being right.
Yes. Unlike the rest of us throwing buckshot.
Yeah, we just spew forth.
1972, sure.
Take the same approach as our students do on essay questions, right? The shot, you know, just spew out
where we learned
everything
it.
You know.
Just where we learned it. Of course, that's what they say about your dissertation defense, you know. Talk about what you know, not what you're asked.
Or... If like you're asked something, let one of your professors jump in and defend you, which
you
I
go.
Did. On one, well, he jumped in and defended me before I could.
Interesting.
I didn't need to. I just
somebody asked me,
I
are you telling
about.
Me you actually believe in Plato's theory of forms? And I'm like, well, you've known
of
me for years.
You
of
do.
Course I do. And another professor jumped in and said, well, that's not exactly an insane position. But I'm like, fine. You
let
take
them fight it out.
You guys go at
let
it.
A lot of other arguments go on
just
during dissertation.
Just sign the warrant
defenses.
That says I can have my PhD and you can say whatever you want.
So what do you think, Kendra? Valence bond theory or molecular orbital? What's your opinion?
Resonance.
Molecular orbital theory.
Yeah. So
I mean, I'm going to say I know the answer. I just think it's better.
What was
just
the question?
Trying to
how
come
about
up
quarks?
With a... Let's speaking of weird
no,
stuff, let's
there.
Take more of a weird trivia here. There's some pretty weird stuff. Like, please tell me, how many sandwiches did Charles Lindbergh take on his famous transatlantic flight?
Four.
He took four. What is your deal today, Jim? He took four sandwiches.
Trivia that I remember hearing somewhere.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
And that's a wonderful thermos of coffee. And I kept wondering, where did he pee?
Out the window.
Well, you know, he had the Atlantic as his toilet, basically.
He must have gotten hungry and had to pee.
Thirsty.
I mean,
in 27 hours, yes.
Jeez. This is why we, maybe that's why we called him Lucky Lindy, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was really lucky. Very, very lucky. There was something interesting about the playing cards that were issued to British pilots in World War II. What was the deal with those playing cards?
Didn't they have maps
spades?
of places they, where they might
they be? Were compressed, folded maps. Yeah. And if you soak them in water, they unfold it, and you can get out and do what you needed to do. Yeah. That's pretty sweet. Sweet stuff.
I was hoping for something a little more esoteric, like I had pictures of like Margaret Thatcher on it or something like that.
They were silk.
Yeah, they were really young in World War II.
Wow. Well, they were kind of kinky.
How many sandwiches did Amelia Earhart have?
We'll never know.
Not enough.
I don't know, but the crust
she ran out, clearly.
Yipes.
So everybody knows the famous outfitter/catalog, L.L. Bean. Yes. What do the L.L. stand for?
Lots of love?
No.
Nope. Lots of love. Person's name. Oh, thanks.
Lawrence.
Not Lawrence.
What is it?
Lewis. Lyle.
Is it Lyle?
See, now she's doing the shotgun. We've already corrupted her.
Hot diggity.
She's
go,
done.
Go, Kendra, go.
Okay.
Come on.
Lorenzo Laverne.
I can do the Cool Moe Dee song. Not L.L. Cool
Lance
game.
Lindsay.
Lonnie.
Larry.
Lavender.
Larry.
Lackluster.
Lavender.
Lavatory.
But I'm reminded when I see the answer of another connection to The Simpsons. Homer's two best friends are Carl Carlson.
Larry.
And Lenny Leonardson. His name was Leon Leonwood.
That's right.
Bean. Leon Wood?
Yes, that was his name.
Oh, man. I mean, I get those catalogs all the time.
Exactly.
I love
everybody
them.
Does. I swear at this time of year they come daily. But we're going to have to say goodbye. Professor Roach.
Goodbye, Professor Roach.
Professor Evans.
Bye-bye.
Professor Inglesby.
See ya.
Professor Maggio.
Merry Christmas.
Professor Chow.
Toodaloo.
Professor Oljar.
Happy New Year.
Professor Tubbs.
A biento.
And now, these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor. It's an Ask the Professor. Flashback, 1998.
On my left, one of the original founding fathers of Ask the Professor from the Department of History, Professor Emeritus, former chair, Fred Hayes.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Ed.
I want to begin this program, which is the last program I will be moderating, with a set of questions that were actually sent to Borders by Bert Tilley of Atala, Alabama. Bert has been one of our regular questioners for, it seems like, forever. This U.S. industrialist made cars, the Hoover and the Grand Coulee Dams, aluminum foil, and the Liberty Ships. Who was he?
Henry Kaiser.
That's right. That's right. Right.
He made the Kaiser roll, too.
Yeah,
he... People don't know that. After he got being Emperor of Germany.
Yeah. What deformity had Kaiser Wilhelm II?
His arm was withered. His left arm. His
it occurred
arm
during his birth. What was it?
His withered arm.
That's right.
Royalty is itself a deficiency.
Yeah.
Did he pitch for the Tigers?
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Prof is produced and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile. Let's go, Titans! Thank you.